summer before my senior year of college, and I'm sleeping face up in the third bottom shelf of a bunk bed. This is a triplex of a bunk bed, which I did not know existed. Yes. In a hostel in Newquay, England. And now, Newquay is this weird, it's this British surfer town, and everybody there is like if Matthew McConaughey and Chris Martin had a baby. So I didn't know that this existed. I didn't know that there was surfing in England. And they're like, oh, we're going to pop up on the board. It's all very strange. I was writing for the Let's Go travel guides. And I'm lying there, and I'm just trying to go to bed, and the smell keeps waking me up in this barracks of a room. So each room is surfer-based, and mine is like a Hawaiian volcano mural theme, and there's palm trees, and it looks like a third grader was hired to finger-paint the set of Lost. So the smell is dog poo, I guess, but it keeps assaulting my nostrils in this animal house, and the place is run by this old woman who looks exactly like Mrs. Doubtfire. She's got like the nude stockings, and they're rolled down to her ankles. And I'm there for the summer, I'm writing for the Let's Go travel books, and they're like Lonely Planet, except that they're written entirely by college students. It started as a campus pamphlet and then eventually became books, and they're still written by these 20-year-old overconfident students who think that they can tell you all about the world. They're like, I wrote you this book about the world. I just thought it seemed so romantic to be a writer abroad. You know, I knew you couldn't tell anyone that you were with the book, but I thought I'd be like Frank Bruni at a New York restaurant, like slipping by unnoticed and everyone would care a lot. And I desperately, desperately wanted the gig. I just wanted the travel and I wanted the adventure and I wanted to feel alive. But my mother, she begged me, she pleaded with me not to go. She's like, you're going to be alone, a girl, alone. And St. Martin's Press, they made us take a rape defense course. They made us take a rape defense course like you see on television with the guy in the marshmallow suit, and you're like, no, 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 and you're supposed to like carry a pen next to you and stab him in the eye if he tries to touch you. So in any case, I'm going to find where I am. But I'm in this room, and the smell is not getting any worse. It seems to be getting stronger, and it seems to be getting closer. And at some point, I just can't figure out like what I'm going to do about this. So I'm weighing my options and I'm like, can I go back to sleep? What can I do? I go downstairs and I go and find Mrs. Doubtfire. And she's like drinking with this whole slew of Australian kids at 5 a.m. because apparently she doesn't sleep. And I take her and I go like, I'm so sorry, but I'm upstairs and I'm in the Aloha room. And I think that there's something very, very wrong. So she's like extremely, extremely mad at me for like disturbing her good time. And she comes upstairs and the room is like filled, there's like 20 people in there. And we both realize together, she throws on the lights, that it was not like dog poo on the bottom of somebody's shoe in the middle of the night. My topmost bedfellow from 3 stories up had clearly completely lost control of his bowels. And streaming down the wall next to my head was like this rivulet of human waste. It was like the volcano mural had just like exploded in the night. And I am telling you, I packed up. I have never, ever appreciated my apartment on 89th Street so much with my parents who live on top of me and Gene the doorman who knows more about you than you know about yourself. And I took myself downstairs and I got the hell out of there. I am not talking about the hostel. I got the hell out of Newquay. People, if you are traveling with the 2006 Let's Go Guide to Great Britain, disregard everything you read. I made the rest of it up. I was not going back in that room. And I went back and I went to the next town. I had a whole month left and I had a bunch more adventures. And it just made me realize that as much as you can get that uncomfortable, it also made me feel alive and it made me realize where was home. Thank you so much.